Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go. One of the emotions I have is a disdain for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think America has a disdain for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And this song just embodies that for me. Disrespect your surroundings.
Oh, beat them. Yes.
I wish the cameras were on.
I know. I'm seeing all
head,
these.
Head rocking all over here, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for this game. And it's not just because of the fact that it's the AFC Championship game. It's them.
I know.
It's them. Again. Here we go. It's Thanos. Where did that lead you? Back to me.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say, I'm seeing all these endgame edits.
Ugh.
And it's not just the Bills players. It's every NFL team, minus the Commanders and Eagles, of course.
Yeah.
Coming through the portals, and then Thanos just has a big Mahomes face on him.
Yeah. It all comes down to this. For now. Because if they win, it's going to be it all comes down to this again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say it all comes down to this as many times as you want. Because it all does come
down. Until we don't have to.
Survive in advance. There's a reason it's called survive. You got to survive.
Brother.
First I was afraid, I was petrified.
Let me tell you about last week.
Yeah.
I'm excited, genuinely, for this game for a multitude of reasons. And the biggest one being, this is your shot. You've created the best chance to make the Super Bowl under this regime. You've created it. And my big deal is this. It allows us to also forget the pain of 13 seconds. You get to actually move on a little bit. Heal. Because this game tomorrow represents their best chance to make the Super Bowl. In a way that allows us to drop what was a great game between these two teams. But you don't let go of it all the way. Why? Because there's that hatred, that animosity towards Kansas City. And you use that game and that loss, not for the, this was our best chance at a Super Bowl now. Instead, it's to the, oh, to heck with you, Kansas City. You're going down. Because you did that to this fan base. That was your knife. And you desperately want the Bills to repay that. We'll get connected with our fans once again. That is brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jim, you've been waiting patiently here. I appreciate it. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing and what you got for me?
I'm good. I just got one thought. You know, with the coin flip. If the Bills win it, take the ball. Don't defer, because I guarantee if Kansas City wins that coin flip, they're taking the ball. They're going to drive. The defense is a little bit weaker in the first couple series. The offense knows where they're going. Buffalo has to jump on top of them first. They can't play from behind.
Jim, I appreciate that thought. And honestly, it's a healthy thought to have. Be aggressive. Get at it. Start strong. That was something I hammered home last week about the Ravens. You got to start strong. You got to start strong. You can't have this slow start. Guess what? I better be repeating it for any other game that they play going forward. Denver was one thing. You could overcome a wild card team because you're more talented than them. You are better than them. And that, you're going to end up coming out on top. Against Baltimore, they started strong. particularly offensively, but even the defense got a couple of turnovers early on in that game. You have to start strong against Kansas City. Don't taper. Start strong, stay strong. But I like your sentiment, Jim. If you get that ball, and they've done that a couple times this year where they've gotten the ball in, they won the coin toss in key games, and they went to work first. That's not something that's brand new with this team this season. And I love it. You want to get the, you want that ball? You win that coin toss, you get the ball? I love that sentiment, Jim. Thank you. That's going to be fun. Oh, boy. Go after it. Start strong, stay strong. That's what I say. For every game going forward, starting with last week, start strong, stay strong.
Yeah, you can't start slow. Because the Bills have historically done that this season.
Get going.
Yeah.
Get going. Go to Bill in Knoxville. Bill, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks, as always, for being there and helping entertain me on my Saturdays. but anyhow, I'm a transplant to Knoxville, left Western New York in about 2012. And so I had many years where I heard that, why? Why are you a Bills fan? Because I would rep my gear and have to hear that forever. But then Josh Allen happened, and of course, many things have changed, and I see more people jumping on. But aside from that, this game I feel like is going to be a heck of a test, but I just can't help but feel that this year is our year. It feels different, it feels good, and I just know that we're just going to get through these here Kansas City Chiefs with the flying elbow from the top rope, make our way to the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Yes!
That was awesome.
Bonesaw!
I've got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Love it. Jim, that was awesome. But that answers your question there more. Just your enthusiasm with the end of that call of why are you a Bills fan? Get hyped. Get excited. Let's have some damn fun. Because how often, when I talk about the grand scheme of the Buffalo Bills, how often am I allowed to say, let's have some damn fun?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is not something that you get to say all the time with this franchise.
It's not a frequent statement that can be made.
It is not a frequent statement over the course of its history that you get to say, let's have some fun. Let's keep having fun. And I hope that this Bills team gets to let us continue to have fun for at least another 2 weeks. At least.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm. Now it's time to say something funny.
Okay. Bonesaw wasn't funny?
Oh, that was great. There's nothing like I loved it. I laughed, but it was also because it was awesome, not because it's funny. It's entertaining as hell. For me, it's this. I'm low-key terrified. Like, it's fitting that we had Bruce Nolan on and the character he depicts is Bruce Nolan from Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
What happens in Bruce Almighty? Buffalo wins a championship and burns itself to the ground.
Yeah, but see, there was another team involved in that is nowhere near close or ready.
Yeah, it's the Sabres, but you know, like it was based on the time of like the script being written and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But it rings true, that point of I am low-key terrified of what happens if the Bills win the whole thing. I've joked off-air like it'll become a crater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if it was Bills Lions, we talked about it specifically.
There'd be two craters. But for me, it really is going to be this, again, the social construct. The last time that they were this deep in the postseason, you were not able to, in a lot of ways, looking out for each other and for others. Like, people were not as willing to gather with each other and be around each other. And here it is, a real opportunity. Not to mention, this team's dynamic is different. They are a team to be respected. They aren't just the up-and-coming, hey, this looks like another new contender. They are a contender. And they have a legitimate opportunity to win and to make it.
And I feel weird even saying this.
And the best part about all this is, this is why it doesn't feel weird to me.
Uh-huh.
It's very easily broadcast out by the team that they're not afraid.
No, they're ready.
Of failure. They're not afraid of messing up. And they're playing fast and loose and easygoing. They are remembering that they are playing a game. There were two cuts that I came in here, you came in here, and we helped snag some audio this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Khalil Shakir and Deion Dawkins both saying it, that the head coach has been saying that the vibe is we do play a game. And you got to remember that. Like, step back to where you're a child and, like, this was exactly what you were dreaming of. That's what we get to do. And they broadcast that attitude week in and week out. And when they're playing with less pressure on themselves, it's speaking volumes for their success on the field. That's why it doesn't feel weird to me. Because they're showing the confidence of, I'm not afraid of failure.
Championship caliber. That's what they are. And they're exuding that to everybody.
And
like
neither
you said.
Should we.
Mm-hmm. By me saying weird, though, it's just weird to mention, like, oh, I think the Bills are going. You know, like, mm-hmm. like it's just like,
yeah.
In my lifetime, that's never happened.
That's
like,
never
just,
happened.
It's that's where I'm at, you know? It's cool. I'm not saying it's like a bad weird, but it's still just new, you know?
All right. We'll go back to the phones here. We'll go to Pat in the Falls. Pat, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Gentlemen, just like last week, zero sleep. I'm sick of the national media ripping us down. I'm sick of these morons, these former players that have way too many head injuries, count us out. And even more sick and tired of all the excuses, because that's all that they have of why the Bills actually didn't win, but the other team lost, and they beat themselves. So with that, I got to tell you, I am hyped like I was. I was 13, 14 years old during the playoff run when they made the Super Bowl, God, 30-something years ago. So it's bringing back great feelings and memories, but I think this is the team that can finish the job. And let me leave you with my Randy Savage. Oh, yeah, the cream of the crop. That's what Josh Allen is. Every time number 17 takes the field, it's time to freak out, America!
Man, we're getting the Randy Savage, and I love it.
this is what it's. I love it.
I will say this though, to the earlier part. I mean, the national media is kind of starting to get sick of the Chiefs being the representative. There's been a little bit more Bills love this week than I'd say typical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after reaction from Bills Ravens, and you look at it, and yeah, Baltimore did kind of beat themselves. They turned the ball over. Buffalo didn't. And Buffalo, it was part of their game plan to let Baltimore get in their own way. I say it in a way where that seems like that was calculated. And I love them for that. Do I wish that they changed their game plan in the second half? A little bit, yes. But they let Baltimore get in their own way. And I'm perfectly fine with saying that because they do not ask how at this point. Well, national pundits will. But at the end of the day, it is about how many wins did you get in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
And the number you need to hit is 4.
That's the gold standard.
The Chiefs can get away with saying 3.
Mm-hmm. Because they somehow snag the 1 seed with a voodoo magic, alike to your retweet of the red water.
Yeah, by the way, that's, you want to talk about bad optics for a team that found ways to win in strange ways? A couple times this season, the Chiefs have a red fountain in Kansas City. Yeah, that's not convincing me about the bag of pixie dust, voodoo magic, everything like that. Like, that's not going to not convince me that I'm going to keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep saying that.
If so, it even drives the point further home.
Yeah,
that
right?
There's some forces
like
at play.
There's a little bit of a confirmation there. All right, John in Detroit, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
coming in from Detroit right now, as I've done 12 times already this season as a season ticket holder.
Nice.
And saw the 8 wins and then the 10 and together, and then I saw the one in Detroit, obviously, and one in Indianapolis. So I'm 12-0 in attending this year in person. Why wouldn't I go to Kansas City? Because, unfortunately, I went to the 2022 game, 13-second game, and I feel that I would jinx them if I go back. So I'm heading into Buffalo, and I need a good recommendation out there for a Bills watch party, either Mafia, the Bills Club. I haven't heard any of that discussed on your show or anybody else's yet. And I enjoyed you guys starting the show with the pit in your stomach as the first time in your lifetime. Because when that happened to me back in 63, I attended the game when the Boston Patriots and the Bills had to play one extra week, a playoff game, and apparently didn't have point tiebreakers back then. And I remember sitting in 12 inches of snow, and there was another inch on the field, and we lost that game, and I went home crying that day as a 13-year-old. But then we did come back the next 2 years and beat the San Diego Chargers for two AFL championships. So I'm ready for a championship, and I want to know where I won't chase these guys this time. I want to attend somewhere. I'm probably still 3 hours out, but I got until tomorrow to decide. If you guys got any recommendations, I'd love to hear them.
John, so here's the weird thing about that, and I'll keep you on here for a second on this.
Sure.
Quite frankly, I don't want to cop out necessarily here, but coming to Buffalo to watch the game, my answer might be quite literally anywhere would be a fun place to watch it.
Yeah, the city is like primed and ready for this.
We also don't have, you know, like free brand deals sort of things here. So it's like I can't literally say these things. But, you know, any place that you think would be a good destination for it would probably be your best bet. It's Buffalo. It's not like it's Backers Bars of thing. It's
I've been around. I've been from Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, you can take the boy out of Buffalo, but never take Buffalo out of the boy. So,
yeah.
So as a 75-year-old, I'm still a boy. I consider myself that.
But yes,
I wouldn't be a season ticket holder.
Yeah, but as I said there, John, and I appreciate the call. Drive in safe, of course. But it's quite frankly anywhere. Anywhere you think, go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working so far this year, man. So go with your gut. See what you're doing. And hopefully you bring the success with you on that.
Any wing stop, like not actually the chain wing stop. I'm not going to say that because there's not one around here.
Yes,
but any local wing establishment, you know, not the tourist trap ones. If
not
you know what I'm talking
trap
about,
ones. Yes.
Any local restaurant. This city, though, like he knows. He comes into Buffalo frequently. Yeah. He said, but for the AFC Championship. All bets are out. Like you said, you can go anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Any local establishment's going to have anything for you.
Yeah. So it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be fun.
And go local. Don't go chain.
Yeah.
Support your local businesses.
Support your local businesses on this as well. And that said, if there is a local establishment, you're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That is easily what I'm going to say there.
Just the camaraderie with the other fans as well that are there in attendance.
Yes. So that's what I think is going to happen there. All right. And this is what's so fun about this, though, connecting with the human element.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate that I have to cop out answer that, but at the same time,
I mean, you made a good point. We can't just sit up here and plug places to go.
But tell me that it's wrong.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong at all.
And that's the beautiful part about this place, the community. As when it's on, it's on. When you're dialed, when this community's dialed in, there's no better place than it. And even on its off day, Buffalo is a better place of community than a lot of places on a normal or a good day. And this is a team that is so capable of bringing everyone together to degrees that you cannot measure, or even can, probably. But it's also... This is the best shot that they have to break through the glass ceiling. There is one quarterback in the last 10 years from the AFC that has a Super Bowl ring. that quarterback stands in your way.
Yes.
But the one prior is no longer playing.
No, he's owning a team in broadcasting.
He even won one on the other side.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yep.
This is the chance. And again,
best one you're going to get.
The best one you're going to get because you're here in the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of surreal to even like look back where we started the season, right?
Yes.
Where we picked the divisions, right? We both picked the Bills to still win the division.
We still picked the Bills to win it.
I mean, I look at it to that point where everyone had it written off, right? And the Bills just lost a lot of their veteran talent. To now sitting in the AFC Championship where you can look at the two rosters and say, hey, I have more confidence in the way the Bills have been getting things done all season. Who had that on their bingo card?
Exactly.
Like that what a season it's been. Just to be a part of it is awesome.
Quite honestly, this postseason, not that I needed reminders.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I love this job.
Yeah. Well, because like you said, and we've said for the past 2 weeks, the regular season was a dud since Thanksgiving because you knew they were winning the division and going to the playoffs. There was nothing to talk about.
There was nothing really to feel.
The godforsaken MVP race, which just was terrible.
Which then put me up a wall.
Yeah, but now we're talking about real, meaningful football games again, and it reasserts everything.
The emotions back.
Yeah, it brings everything back into it.
That's the thing, is that for a couple months, the emotion was not necessarily there. We were kind of able to sleepwalk our way into that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the postseason has been here, that like it's real, it's here, and it's next loss, you're done. And they're handling that pressure well.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is, your toughest task. Where did it lead? Back to me, the Kansas City Chiefs. But I'm loving being able to talk with people about this over these last 2 weeks. Just connecting with everyone. That's the part of it that it's really hitting home for me. And it's where I'm putting a degree of pride into this. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills and Chiefs, AFC Championship. By the way, there's an NFC Championship game that gets played before that.
Yeah.
And we will talk with Louis DiBiase from Locked On Eagles about that at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another game that's being played.
That'll be good. And that'll be a good game, too. Divisional.
Should be good.
Third time in the season they're meeting up. Two very good teams. It's going to be good.
It'll be fascinating. But we'll talk with Louis about that at 2 o'clock here. Sports Talk Saturday carries on here on WGR.